broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Broadcasting live from the Kid Biz Expo in Woodstock. We are happy to be out here on the green, highlighting some really great entrepreneurs. And we've got another one in our little booth. We're so happy to talk to you. This is Lily Beavers. Hi.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11 and you have your own business. Tell me about your business.
I do tie-dyeing and bleaching, t-shirts and a bunch of other things.
So when you are talking about tie-dyeing shirts, you get like a bunch of white shirts in and you are creative with the ways that you do them, like the different colors?
Yes, I'm creative with the colors and the folding techniques to make it unique.
Ooh, I don't know enough about folding techniques. Tell me what that's like. What is that about?
Like you have to fold it certain ways to make all the colors show.
Like different, it will make different patterns?
Yes,
it'll make different patterns. Do you use elastics?
Yes, we have rubber bands and we tie it up together. So then we color it and let it sit for a good amount of time, and then we wash it, and then they're done.
Is it really fun? Is it like super fun to see the different colors that come out?
Yes, it's really cool seeing some of them. My dad, he was unfolding them, and he was like so impressed with the designs that came out.
Isn't it
really
nice
cool.
when that happens, when yes. you impress your parents?
Yes.
That's awesome. What's been something that's been like surprising to you about having your own business?
People pay attention to more of the kid entrepreneurs, and because they're like cute and
they think
little.
They think that you're cute.
Yeah.
And like that you're really trying to do something that you believe
in,
right?
You can make a lot of money if you really try.
How did you get started in doing tie-dyeing shirts?
I was at my best friend's house, Myla, and we tie-dyed shirts, and I loved it, and it was really cool. And so we have matching tie-dye shirts.
Are you able to match tie-dye shirts? Like even if they're, are they done the same way?
The patterns aren't exactly the same, but it's really cool.
Wow, that's
same
awesome.
Colors and everything.
So what is something that you could tell someone who's interested in starting their own little company or something? What do you think you could tell them about it?
It's a lot of work, but it's really fun. It's really fun.
How important is fun to you?
It's really important because it's not about being bored and making money. It's about having fun with your friends.
I think that's so important to focus on, that even though it's a business and you have money you put in and money that you're taking, you know, out, like if you're not having fun doing it, it's not even going to be fun to have the money. It's just be like, ugh, it was awful. So you're really enjoying it.
Yes, it's really fun. I love tie-dyeing and bleaching and it's
when you say
fun.
Bleaching, do you take dark shirts?
Yes, I take dark shirts that are 100% cotton, others won't work, and you have to dunk it in bleach, like you wrap it up like tie-dye, and you dunk it in bleach, and then you let it sit for a long time, and then it's really cool, the designs that come out at the end.
It's like a negative, right? Like, you know, like, well, wait, do you know about negatives? Sorry, I'm dating myself because phones don't have negatives. Okay, never mind. You get to, do you ever sell them to your friends and then you see them wearing the shirts?
Yes, my friend Isabel, I see her wearing my shirt that
That's
she
so
bought.
Cute.
It's a bleach.
So what is the most satisfying part of your business? Like what do you love the most?
I love meeting people that like have kids and they love the designs that we make and they're like excited to wear them and just excited to share with their friends. I love that part.
Oh, that sounds like all the good things, all the good reasons to do business. You know, it's not just the money, but it's like, you know, enjoying it and watching other people enjoy it. So if people wanted to be able to find more about your business, where could they go?
They can go on Designified on Facebook, and they can place orders and look at t-shirt designs and... Yeah.
Well, that is exactly what we want to know. We'd love for people to be able to support your business. And if you're here at Kid Biz Expo or you're going to come by, please feel free to stop by and look at some amazing tie-dyes and the dark ones that you use bleach with, which I hadn't thought about, but I'm sure they do.
It's really cool.
These kids are so smart, including you. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming by and sharing your story.
Thank you. I had so much fun talking to you.
Aw, girl. My BFF right here.